We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for Dick and Hart. It's Greg Dickerson and Andy Hart on EEI.
Do you have Newton in your top 20?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Cam Newton is a very, very attractive man.
Andy Hart just looking more like a boob.
Shut up.
Yeah, Andy Hart, that was, I don't know, what's that?
I have
a Stidham guy?
I have no comment on that.
You have no comment? I refuse to speak.
I have to work with him tomorrow morning, so I refuse to call him a boob.
Oh, so Hart's returning from his vacation tomorrow.
Andy Fart.
What time are you guys on tomorrow?
9 to 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have no fear. Mark with a C. James is still here.
We'll tune in for his response to that.
Ish just got real.
Yeah, I think I had Newton like 12.
Can we make sure that we save that? Just because I'd like that for tomorrow
morning.
Run
that. Run that back for him.
Play it on a continuous loop. Andy Hart is a boob.
Andy Hart just looking more like a boob.
Andy Hart is a boob.
Yes, sir.
That was yesterday. I've completely changed my tune on Andy Hart since yesterday.
It's funny how that works.
It's weird. Yesterday, I thought that Rich Keefe was brilliant. Now I think that Keefe is a boob. So.
Well, I will say, what is our target demographic? What is it, like men 24 to 54?
I would believe so, yes.
What do men 24 to 54 love?
Boobs.
Enough said.
Good point.
The more boobs we have on this station, the better it is for business.
Not necessarily sure that you're the type of boob that the men 25 to 54 are interested in at this and other various radio stations.
So, I go away for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I come back.
And
look at the
bleep hits the fan.
I lose my co-host. I don't know where he is. I look in my car where my headphones always are. Don't know where those are. I don't know what's going on anymore.
And then you walk in and you realize that you've
got
to work with me for the next 4 hours. Then I'm calling you a boob on radio.
Remember when I used to say the good thing about coming to the show was I was the third biggest a-hole in the room?
Yep.
Well, at least we know I'm not the biggest. Can I say this word?
Dickerson.
Rhymes with Rick.
Yeah.
In the room.
I think we all get it.
He's Richard. The biggest Richard in the room.
Well, why can't you say?
I don't know if that's allowed.
Something
I don't
about that chair. Anymore.
Dickerson.
Dickerson.
Just say it like I do.
Dick.
Dick.
Or son.
Yes. Right.
Oh, you have some imaging that says Dick and Hart. So there you go.
Right. So see, you can say it.
I was thinking maybe in light of the way things are trending, we should maybe go with the Andy Hart show. This week's host, Greg Dickerson.
Do you want to do that?
I think we might want to.
Rotating Andy Hart co-host?
I'm not sure I want to rotate. I think there's a chance they may rotate.
Well, there also might be a chance that people don't want to necessarily be your co-host on a weekly basis.
Oh, that's a possibility. I don't know why you're over there. Seems to make it personal.
You mean it seems pretty obvious?
Yeah, seems that way. But
how was your vacation?
It was good.
What'd you do?
A lot of boat, a lot of beach, a lot of drinking.
Where'd you go?
No place, just stayed local, but had some family come down from New Hampshire and just spent the week tubing with the kids and sitting on the beach and fishing.
When you really only work a couple of days a week for like 5 straight months or however long this pandemic has gone on for, do you really need a vacation?
I work every day.
You basically been on vacation for the last 3
months?
See,
that's one of the great misconceptions.
Just roll out of bed.
I've worked harder the last 3 months than I have in years.
The new normal. That's impossible.
I'm doing radio 4 to 5 days a week, and I'm writing 5 to 6 days a week on the website. And I don't know if you know, they kind of cut some of the staff was contributing to the website.
I had heard that.
You know, there was a little more pressure from the powers that be. So
the flip went switched.
Yes.
Andy, write more. Write about Xander Bogaerts.
Another story about Tom Brady leaving. Did you know Tom Brady left? We need a 50-second story about Tom Brady leaving.
I apologize.
Cam Newton coming. Jarrett Stidham. He's the next big thing. Except he's not anymore.
You know what? While you're at it, write a story about Brian Hoyer.
Right. Let's get Hoyer in there.
And didn't they draft a quarterback? Didn't they bring in a quarterback?
Brian Lewerke.
Thank you.
Jamar Smith. They got two of them.
But so you seem... How do I put this? You seem... lit. You seem ready to go.
Oh, I'm ready to go. I took a week off. I don't know what happened during the week because I stayed away from everything I could.
Pretty much nothing.
Okay,
the Revolution won 1-0. Cam Newton signing became official. There was this great hype video.
Oh, I saw that actually because my son saw it. Yep.
What did you think of that? In terms of because I think a lot of people made a point out of this. They said, Patriots don't do that.
It's a little
other
different.
Teams do that, not the Patriots.
I like it.
Yep.
But I agree it's a little different. I would say it's atypical of the Patriots. You know, we have to hear asymptomatic people all the time. That was atypical of the Patriots. I like it. I've always wanted their social media accounts to maybe be a little more, I don't know, 2020 rather than old school. And so I can't talk about anything. And I like the fact that, boom, this is how teams do it. Hype video, jerseys pre-order on Patriots.com, pro shot. Like, let's go. We know he's a Patriot. Why are we going to pretend, like, drag our feet or, oh, we know he's going to win the job.
Well, yeah.
So let's not pretend that he's fighting Jarrett Stidham for the job. He's Cam Newton.
Can I tell you, superstar. Can I tell
he's
you what you missed this week? Can I tell you what you missed this week? And it's good that you missed it.
Okay.
There were some who feel or some who felt that Cam Newton's not necessarily going to win the job or that Cam Newton is not necessarily going to be your full-time quarterback, which is in the top five of dumbest things said on sports talk radio in the history of the medium.
Okay, so let's take it a next step further. These jackasses, I'll call them.
Okay.
Names?
Bill, John, Steve.
All I heard for months, was Jarrett Stidham might not be ready. Hoyer may need to start in September. So now Jarrett Stidham is going to beat out Cam Newton? I thought he wasn't going to be ready enough to beat out Brian Hoyer.
Well, no.
He's ready enough to beat out Cam Newton?
No, he's not going to beat out Cam Newton. He's going to be the Taysom Hill to Cam Newton.
So now we're just having a little rotation thing?
Exactly.
Here. Why?
Yes. Two quarterbacks is zero quarterbacks.
Yes. You have two shortstops. You have two of anything. Two closers. You don't, right? In sports, if you have two of anything that's important,
you have zero.
That's the way it works. So you do not have two quarterbacks. You have Cam Newton. You brought in a superstar. You decided, for whatever reason, Jarrett Stidham wasn't ready, that the Jarrett Stidham era that lasted from March to early July was not a success, that he went to a wedding when he should be working out with his teammates. I've heard that a lot.
I've heard that too.
Whatever the reason.
Very, very Brady-like of him.
Yes. Old Brady. Old Brady skipped workouts. New Brady works out all the time, even though people tell him not to.
Well, wait a minute. Old Brady would work out.
Old.
And
right.
then old there Brady old.
Now there's really old right. Brady. Really old Brady's back to working out.
And maybe
football's fun again for really old Brady.
I'm not going anywhere.
Maybe you missed it this week, too. Did you see who Cam Newton worked out with?
I did. Everybody. Okay. The key guys. N'Keal Harry, Devin Asiasi, all these guys. Boom. Let's roll, baby. Mohamed Sanu.
Something that Tom Brady refused to do.
He didn't like young guys. Cam Newton likes anybody.
Apparently, Cam Newton likes anybody. Based on the guys that he used to throw to in Carolina, he will take anybody to throw the football to.
Well, you know how they like to in these businesses, TV or radio, big takeaway. Like,
yeah.
What's your hot take or whatever? My hot take over the first few weeks of the Cam Newton era in New England, I didn't like Cam Newton from afar. Not a Cam Newton fan. Rubbed me the wrong way. I talked to Shalice Manza-Young last week about it. In some ways, it made me a racist, apparently, if I don't like Cam Newton's shtick and his Superman and all that. Everybody seems to like Cam Newton. Like, there's a magnetism or an electricity to him people like.
I don't want to do what others have done and put Eamon on the spot and say, Eamon, get this out right now. Hurry up.
Which others would you be talking about?
Sorry?
Which others?
Anybody
in particular that's a bit of a dictator in that chair? Some people are dictators in that chair.
We played some sound. You don't have to find it right now, Eamon, but we played sound yesterday with Rich Keefe on Dale and Keefe. It was Cam.
You were on Dale and Keefe yesterday. That was my usual slot.
Well, you were on vacation.
Yeah, I know. I texted John Anderson like Thursday night. I'm not sure if anyone told you. I'm on vacation. He goes, yeah, thanks for letting me know.
Oh, that's why I got the phone call at 7:30 yesterday morning. We played sound yesterday of Cam Newton at some company outing.
Greg's waving his hands just so everybody that's listening knows.
See, everybody who's watching on the simulcast.
We need words, Greg. You need some help. Is this his thoughts on, like, at the line of scrimmage explaining?
Yes. And it was outstanding. It was Cam Newton at his finest. And it goes to your point, Andy, that, well, maybe this guy's not as, I don't know, much of an a-hole as he seemed to be from afar. He seems incredibly perfect. Listen, if you haven't heard this.
I haven't.
Listen to this.
Give an example of a play you would call in the huddle.
versus one that you'd call at the line of scrimmage.
Really? All right, here we go. You want it, right? All right, here we go.
I want it.
I get the play. Here we go. Here we go. We got twins right, key left, 631 smash, shove track, sneak. Hey, alert. Alert now. Listen, Benji, I need you to pay attention now. Because last time you got jammed on the West Coast, if he press you, I'm going to check my hand. If I open palm, that's a fade. If I give you the slant signal, that's a slant. All right, here we go. One more time. We got 631 smash, F-track, sneak. I want alert to smash. I want ready.
So what are you saying there?
So, listen, it's twins. What I say, twins left or twins right? It don't matter. So,
if it's well,
twins,
it does.
Because the formation may change. You can tomato, tomato. You can run right or you run left. So if it's twins right, usually Benji's my guy. That. And for all, Benji is Kelvin Benjamin. If it's a look that I like, nope. I come to the line of scrimmage. Usually it's probably 12 to 14 seconds left on the play clock. So you probably get the Omaha, Omaha from Peyton, but you know, usually.
Okay, you get the point out of it. Play that and then cross that with, let's say, I don't know, Tom Brady on with Mutton Callahan or Greg Hill on a Monday morning. Listen to that and say, okay, which guy do you think has a greater personality? Which guy do you think is more of a outgoing, fun-loving type of guy that you like to root for?
Right, and now there's a couple comparisons or juxtapositions I would like to make.
Thanks for getting that, Eamon.
It's a good word early on Saturday morning, 9:15.
I don't know what it means, but that works for me.
So, Cam, I agree with you. There is a certain energy, magnetic energy, you know, whatever. Now, Tom Brady has a similar but different aura. His aura is based on winning, right? Like, Tom Brady's aura, in some way, is based on the success he's had, the longevity, the records, who he is. Sort of like Bill Belichick, right?
Yep.
Bill Belichick doesn't walk in a room and light it up like, you know, John Gruden might, or some, you know, John Madden, or some personality. But people start whispering, hey, that's Bill Belichick. That's, you know, that's 8 rings, 9 rings, that's boats. That's, you know, everybody knows what he's brought to this game. Cam Newton, I think, if he'd never played a down of football when he walks in a room for a party, people are going to be drawn to him.
But he all of a sudden is the center of attention to anybody. Yes. Yeah,
part of it is that he's a massive human being.
Well, yeah.
Like, you're kind of
But
like
his personality
Gronk.
Goes along with
right.
that.
And I keep making the comparison to Gronk. I think there's a lot of Gronk and Cam Newton overlap in just teenagers with money, fun-loving, teammates love them. They want to have fun. The smile's big. They go to children's hospital, and they do a better job there than most because really, they're just big kids, and they know how to interact with them on their level. Legends coming back from injuries, new teams. I think there's a lot of comparisons there. But I would also say another comparison I'd make between Newton and Belichick, because I think we all wonder, is it going to work?
Right.
Can those two
coexist?
Cam Newton, some of us from afar may have thought he was an a-hole, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Same thing with Bill Belichick.
Yep.
From afar, a lot of people think Bill Belichick is the biggest a-hole on the planet. But he's our a-hole, right? He's our leader. He's our winner. And when Cam Newton arrives, I think that's what he becomes. Maybe he rubs you the wrong way with the dancing or the hats or the this or the. But now he's your guy, so you embrace it. It's like, you know, I can fight with my brother, but you shut your hell up about
my
brother.
I can call my wife the B word, but
you do it and it's on.
Exactly.
Right? So I think there's, I think he's going to fit. I really do. Just from everything I've seen, I'm still waiting for the first former coach, teammate, media member to really say, he's not a good guy. Right. Everybody pretend he's a good guy.
How many issues did he have down in Carolina? The only two negatives that I can think of with Cam Newton, one, not jumping on the fumble.
Right.
And two, the back and forth with the female reporter about the plays.
Right. Which was a stupid immature.
Right.
Could happen to anyone. Could happen to absolutely anyone. I am not above saying we could step in it in a similar way.
Just many like of Tom us have Brady. Stepped in it many times.
Yes, and we will step in it again.
Yes.
You hope you continue to have the opportunities to step in it, and that in this world, the stepping in it doesn't end your career.
Right. Exactly.
But, like, think of Tom Brady. Remember the lubed up comment? Oh, I hope everybody's lubed up. Okay, that was a minor step in it kind of thing, right? That's sort of similar. Like, you said something that not everybody's going to love. Do I think Cam Newton, because from what I've heard, I heard another reporter, might have been on our station, talking about Cam actually had a really good relationship with that reporter, and they talked like immediately afterwards, and they were cool. She, you know, she probably wasn't totally happy with the way it was handled, but, you know, they got over it. Just like adults do. Sometimes I piss you off, you piss me off, and we say, oh, we talk about it and move on. They did that. But I just think, I think Cam's going to fit. And I think that's part of the problem for Jarrett Stidham, too. Like, Jarrett Stidham, who is Jarrett Stidham? All we hear is, works hard, smart kid, but you really don't know. Wow. Cam Newton comes in just like he did at, whatever it was, Bliss Community College, and he's the starter, right? And they win the national title. And he goes to Auburn, and he comes in, and he's the starter, and they go to the national title game and win it. He's the Heisman winner. He gets to Carolina as the number one pick. He's the man. He is that franchise, right? That's who he is. He's the centerpiece. What, for better or worse, he's your centerpiece.
Okay, so I'm getting the sense, because I wanted to, I knew going into the show I wanted to ask you this. I get the sense.
You did show prep?
Very little. I did too.
I did a lot, actually. Was up all night, like three nights in a row.
I was listening to Robin Lundberg, and I almost fell off the
I felt like that was a road. Do not do kind of thing. Like, don't follow that that guide to radio.
I get the sense you think this could be, I get the sense you think that this could be more than 1 year.
Oh, yes.
That there is that potential, because a lot of people think, no chance.
Why would it not be more than 1 year? A, they can franchise tag him.
Right.
Apparently, which I'm a little surprised he allowed that, because I would have, if I'm him, I'm coming here.
I'm betting on myself 1,000%. I'm doing the Brady thing. I'm doing the Brady. Hey, I'll come here, but you can't franchise tag.
Right, because next year I'm planning on signing, I don't know, 5 years, $150 million, or wherever contracts are going. And all that's a separate issue with coronavirus and the CBA.
Which may be a reason, Andy. He signed that deal because there may not be that 5 year, $150 million deal out there.
But even if, okay, let's just say best case scenario, the cap stays level, maybe even goes up a little bit. Well, the Patriots are very much in the market for a quarterback, right? They need a quarterback long term. He's going to be 32, which in the modern NFL is prime of your career quarterback. Now, he's a little different because he's had the injuries and because he runs and takes big hits. But who knows what he looks like this year? Maybe there's a different Cam Newton where they pick their spots. I keep saying the Russell Wilson. That's what I want out of Cam Newton, Russell Wilson. Don't take big hits. Keep plays alive. Run out of bounds when you need to. Every once in a while, pop off a 15-yard run for me to move the chains on third down, but be smart about
it. But can he do that? You know, Andy, at 30, some athletes are able to change. Some athletes aren't able to change as they get older. And for a guy like him, with Russell Wilson, I think it's inbred in his brain that I'm not the biggest dude in the world. I got to get down. I got to get out of bounds. With Cam Newton, if I got a body like Cam Newton, I'm running over people.
Right, and that is problematic. But, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger's found a way to do it to some degree. I mean, he's 39 now.
Andy, he's gotten hurt every single year in the last 5 years.
Right, but he's lasted. He's lasted, and maybe that's where Jarrett Stidham comes in. Maybe he's your backup. Maybe he's your Teddy Bridgewater. You know, you're going to have Cam miss a couple weeks with a banged up shoulder or something, and Jarrett Stidham has to pop in for a little bit.
You don't think it would be Hoyer? To me, in that situation, Cam's got this nagging hamstring thing. We need a quarterback for 2 weeks. I'd go with Hoyer.
I would not, because to me, Hoyer is.
From an entertainment standpoint, I go with Stidham.
Even from a winning standpoint, the guy throws picks. He's got a terrible arm.
Did you watch the one throw that Jarrett Stidham made against the Jets?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
One
whole throw.
Is that emblematic of everything he's ever going to be?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
If you give up a home run in your first pitch as a starter in Major League Baseball, does that mean you're done?
Yes.
You're never going to be a pitcher? Or is the flip true? Didn't Lou Maloney hit a home run in his first major league
at-bat? And now look at what...
Did he have 700 home runs? Did he continue to hit home runs nonstop?
Now he's just a lackey for Ordway.
I don't know that you measure people on their first impressions necessarily.
I'm a damn Hall of Famer.
That was well done, Eamon. The lack of sleeves making things a little easier, the button easier to get with no sleeves on.
I'm going to the pool later, Andy. I am
Sun's
ready to
out,
roll.
Guns out that, for Eamon.
You could have, you know...
Haven't done a curl in months.
Hence on going to the pool later, Eamon. Maybe you could have.
Yeah. It's weird. You could change, right?
Am I allowed to call that what it is, or I'm not allowed to say what it is?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Sleeveless shirt.
Tank top.
Sleeveless shirt.
He's not
tank
even going to make it through the first show.
Good Lord.
I'm going to be doing my own show by the first break of the first hour.
What does it really matter?
I'll step in and be a co-host.
Hey,
we do that now at WEEI.
We do what?
Have producers that are co-hosts, right?
Oh, that is true. Yes, only in the morning show, though.
Oh, John Anderson and Shine might take exception.
Oh, yeah, those two guys, too.
Shine was on most of the show yesterday.
Wow, you say like, that in a critical tone.
Oh, God, no. It got through 4 hours. It was great. Andy, I've done this for quite a while. When you have that third, fourth, fifth voice.
Now you know how Greg Hill feels.
Yeah. Guess what?
You put your feet up and you sit
do
back.
You do less, you get paid the same.
Correct.
That's the way I look at it. Just say to myself, okay, everyone else talk. I'll just sit here and look pretty. Thank
not
you
getting paid
much.
By the word here.
So you think there is a legit... Here's why I think there's a legitimate chance that he sticks around. I'm not sure what the market is going to be like next year. I think that's the bigger factor. Yes, there's always going to be somebody looking for a quarterback. But I was doing this yesterday, and God knows everything can change in the course of a year. We know that. But I look up and down at all these teams, and I say, nah. No, probably not. Probably not. Don't need a quarterback. Got a young guy. I don't know how big of a market there's going to be for Cam Newton next year.
You're right. That's a dangerous game. Like, let's say Buffalo.
Fine.
Like, maybe Josh just Allen is just done. And they go, you know what? We were kind of building an offense around a bigger-bodied, versatile, athletic quarterback. And Cam looked really good against us for two games with the Patriots this year. And he's now a free agent. Maybe we go get him. So I think
but you're expecting Josh Allen to completely poop the bed this year.
Would that stun you?
Yeah, it would. Because I'm one of the few people that actually kind of likes Josh Allen. I don't hate him.
Would you want to stake your career on
no,
him?
No, I would not.
If you're Sean McDermott or
say that.
Billy Bean or whatever the hell their GM's name is.
No, I would not. It's not Billy. No, it's definitely not. Terry Pegula.
Yeah.
But that's the owner. I just don't hate the guy. But going back to Cam Newton, I don't think it is completely beyond the realm of possibility that he ends up signing that second contract, that kind of Randy Moss type contract here as opposed to somewhere else. Because the other thing, too, I'm next. We don't know if he is next in Jarrett's still.
Right. And you've kind of made a decision that you're not real sure he is next. If you thought he was next, he'd be the quarterback right now. I continue to say that.
I disagree with that.
I know. We had a long fight with semantics last Friday or Saturday, whenever the hell that was, with Rob Bradford.
Is that who it was? Is that who we were on with? If Jarrett Stidham, what's the ceiling of Jarrett Stidham with this team?
The ceiling?
What is the ceiling this year with Jarrett Stidham as your starting quarterback?
If he's as good as everybody tells me he is?
Be realistic.
No, I'm being snarky.
Okay, but don't be snarky. Don't you dare be snarky to me. You'd be snarky to the last guy, but not to me.
I mean, if he's as good as the people that were telling me he was a first-round talent, and he throws the ball as well as anybody, and he's
use
a leader.
Use your eyes and your
I don't
football
that.
Knowledge.
But other people believe that.
I
some
don't care
people
what
that
other
are...
people think. I care what you think. What do you think?
Well, you sound like Lou Maloney attacking Glenn Ordway in the afternoon show.
Listen,
I think he's a fourth-round quarterback. I think he's a guy you'd probably have some games where you'd say, wow. And then other game, I would say his ceiling, and this is going to sound probably better than it is a guy like a modern Drew Bledsoe.
No, give me a record.
Six games a year, you're like, that guy is a franchise QB. And then another six, you're like, why is he throwing all these picks?
Give me a record.
I think he's probably a 9-win quarterback, 10-win quarterback ceiling.
Might get, I'm talking this year. This year.
This year, I was projecting 7 wins.
Okay.
But if everything went right, 9 wins.
Okay. Cam Newton,
if everything goes
this
right
this year,
11, 12 wins.
Okay,
he's better. I mean, the upside is better.
That's
no
why.
Doubt.
That's why.
But
I
it's
don't
not
think
just about this year.
I understand.
If
that.
You thought Stidham's the guy, I don't know that you muddy the water with Newton.
See, I do simply because of two reasons. One, it's not completely. Forget about the completely fair part. That's crap.
It's a business, Greg.
I understand it's a business, but I'm saying. You're not putting Stidham in the greatest position to succeed with this particular team, with this schedule, under these circumstances, with the COVID, without being able to work out, yada, yada, yada. The other thing, too, is what does the coach like to do? What's the one thing he likes more than anything?
Winning.
You got a better chance of winning. You said it. You got a chance to win 12 games as opposed to 8 or 9 with Cam Newton. Bring in Cam Newton. See what happens. If it falls apart, if it doesn't work, okay, we've given this kid another year of seasoning like we did with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I just think if you were as strong as some people wanted us to believe about Jarrett Stidham, then you don't really worry about it.
Well, why can't you be, Andy? Why can't you be strong about him?
Because I think you start the process. On a fourth-round pick or the four-year contract, I don't think you waste 2 years. If you believe, we're all in. They believed the day they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo, he was a starting NFL quarterback. They believed that.
Right away?
They believed he was one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the league, that he could start somewhere, that he was a starting. I don't know that they think that about Jarrett Stidham.
I don't know how you could.
Right.
I don't know how you could, especially with this offseason.
Then you invest in it. You go with it. You say, you know what? There might be a couple bumps in the first 8 weeks of this season, but those bumps will pay off huge dividends on the back end.
Andy, if you're the LA Chargers and you got Justin Herbert and Tyrod Taylor, I agree with you. I agree with you. You say to yourself, let's go with the rookie. Let's go with the kid. Let's start the process right now. Let's not wait a year from now. This isn't Los Angeles. This isn't San Diego. This isn't Carolina. This is Bill Belichick, who wants to win games.
Everybody wants to win games. But can you win games?
Belichick expects to win games every year.
Sure. I'm sure he expected to win them in 2000 and in Cleveland and whatever. Actually, I'm not sure he expected to win them in 2000. But everybody expects to, wants to, has the confidence they're going to do their job as well as possible, right? Like, you don't, I don't know that you go in with a defeatist mentality, but there is also short and long term. How many times have we heard Belichick say, you know, my job is, you know, do what's in the best interest of the team, both short and long term.
Give a long term. It's about now.
Long term in the NFL can be December,
true,
as opposed to September,
yeah,
or next year. You know, I've always said this, if you believe, you know, everybody fixates on Don Shula's record. He's going for it, which I believe.
Which I believe, too.
100%.
Okay.
But if you make decisions that cause you to be a 7-9 win team this year and then a 7-9 win team next year, or you can make a decision where I might be a 6-win team this year, but I might be a 12-win team next year.
I'm going to give you another reason why I think Cam Newton is here and why I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing for Jared Stidham or the future of Jared Stidham. Andy Hart,
ooh,
Greg Dickerson.
The Andy Hart Show, hosted by Greg Dickerson.
I am Greg Dickerson. This is the Andy Hart Show, featuring home with Andy Hart.
Weekday afternoons, 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The NFLPA has sent a counter proposal to the owners after a 35% escrow a player's salaries was proposed by the league earlier in the week. Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network reports the players are looking for, believe it or not, no escrow on salaries in 2020.
That's weird. They want all their money?
It's funny how
like
works.
Right now.
Yeah,
they want
weird.
All their money right now as opposed
You're
to...
You're not going to put it somewhere where I might get it, might not get it. It's going to sit there.
That's what Joey said to me. Joey said, hey, come in this weekend. Work with Andy. We'll pay you in a couple of months.
All right.
Okay. I trust you. Put an escrow. They want a flat salary cap of $198.2 million for 2021 and a few other things. Meanwhile, the NHL, the league, and its players agreed to a new CBA and a return-to-play protocol for their dual bubbles of Edmonton and Toronto. They'll start on the 1st of October. And the Pac-12 has joined the Big Ten in making certain fall sports, including football, conference-only. Rumors, Andy Hart, are swirling. And it says it right here, so it's got to be true.
Rumor has it.
Rumors are swirling that the ACC and Big 12 could follow.
Oh, boy. So what does Notre Dame do? They're not in a conference.
Notre Dame's losing game. They're
they lost Stanford. They lost USC.
I believe they lost Northwestern. Well, I think they lost a Big 10 team.
If everybody goes conference only, then
Tufts. Tufts available?
No, Tufts. NESCAC is not playing.
Oh, NESCAC is. Are you yeah. a t- you were a, you're a
yeah.
tough guy, right?
Yeah, Bo's.
That's what I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, Bo's.
Okay. Fighting Irish against the Jumbos.
I don't think that'll go well.
September 3rd. Get your tickets now.
Now, is that one of those things, though, where Tufts will get paid like $10 million to play
yeah,
the game?
That would be good. That's exactly what will happen.
New facilities.
Notre Dame will pay some lackey team out there $5 million just to play them on a Saturday in October. That is what's
fill
trending
out
now.
The NBC TV schedule.
We got more of the Andy Hart Show featuring Andy Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launcher online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
More of what you want to hear. Dick and Hart on EEI.
When you humble, they start taking advantage of you. When you don't say nothing, they start taking advantage of you. But the hyena can be doing all of what they do. The elephant can be doing all he do. The giraffe, the antelope, the chimpanzees, even the gorilla. But it's one mother in the jungle. When he roars, everything stops. And I'm about to
I'm ready for football.
Wait a minute. Did Brady do a lion-based
I will grab that.
Hyena hype video at the end of last year? Maybe right before they fell on their face and he threw you know, like pick six in the end, and that was the end of Tom Brady in New England?
You don't have to whisper it. It happened.
Oh, I'm just saying.
You don't work there anymore, Andy.
Plus, did he also say somewhere in there he was tired of being humble? Something about that?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Excuse me. When was that, Cam? Could you point me to that short period of time where you apparently were humble? Because I must have missed it. I maybe blanked.
The last 2 months, Andy.
Holy
I think he was humbled pretty damn well
it's
over
true,
the last couple.
The 1.05 million or whatever the hell the number is.
I don't remember the hype videos. I don't remember him sending out videos like that in March and April. Okay,
no,
so I think
well,
he was humbled
you know,
a little bit.
He was
then.
Waiting to sign. It was just cautious optimism.
I'm going
to
give you another reason why I think he's here. And it's not a bad thing that Stidham has to sit for maybe a year. Bill Belichick wants to win. We know that.
Yes.
There's also another guy. I don't know if you know his name. I thought we didn't have to whisper.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Another guy who really wants to win, who's doing everything he possibly can to win, and a guy who maybe by winning would get under the skin of Bill Belichick just a little bit.
Is his name, does it rhyme with Rom Rady?
It does rhyme with Rom Rady.
And does he do a lot of videos and shows and Instagram?
Well, his people do. I don't know if he necessarily does, but his people do, yes.
So,
hi, and he tends
I'm Tom Brady.
Hey, Tom, haven't seen you in a while. Hey. Oh, wait, I see you everywhere.
Yeah, and he tends to show off a little bit, and he tends to push things a little bit.
He's doing workouts when he didn't used to work out.
I don't think there's something that tells me that Bill Belichick, if he says, I got a chance to win 12 games here, and again, I'm doing the whispering thing. You got me doing this. It's very addicting. I've got Tom Brady trying to win 12 games. I'm going to try and win 12 games. I can't do that with Jared Stidham, but I can do it with Cam Newton. Damn it. I'm not letting him beat me this year. I'm not letting him take all the headlines. I'm not letting it be, oh, see, Belichick can't win without Brady. Belichick can win with Brady, but he can't.
I thought the quote from the Seth Wickersham story or one of those was, just give me a top 15 quarterback and I'll win.
Don't believe everything you... Well, right now he's barely a top 15 quarterback. He may not be.
Not based on my numbers.
Based on those people's numbers, he's not top 15, but he may be top 10 if he plays well.
Well, that was Chris Sims had him in the top 10 before he was even on a team, right? Cam Newton?
I don't know how that... And we're going to get into it. I brought it up to Andy off the air. Jeremy Fowler did a list all week. We touched on it yesterday a little bit during Dale and Keefe, that he talked to 50 different people around the National Football League and assessed different positions And the position we will focus on at some point in time is the quarterback position.
Yep.
And looking at the list makes me realize just how stupid so many people around the National Football League are. But it was a question that Keith asked yesterday. If that should Cam Newton be in the top 10?
I don't think so.
If knowing the team that he's on, should he be on the top 10?
Definitely not.
Okay.
I would say that hurts him right now because I think there are, even if he plays well.
Yeah.
Now, I know the whole MO for him is when he's played well, he has carried a team to 15-1, to the Super Bowl, not a lot of weapons around him. He was the centerpiece, earned that MVP maybe as much as anybody by carrying that team, just, you know, throwing the ball, running people over, as you said. So that's his MO. If he gets back to that, maybe he's capable of doing that. I think there are major questions around him.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
The running back position. Some people tell me it's the best room in football. I would say, well, who's the starter? And some, Sony, I don't know, Rex Burkhead, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Damian Harris will play. Julian Edelman, he's 34. Do slot receivers usually age well and have 100-catch season after 100-catch season in their mid-30s? No, they don't. Who's the tight end? Oh, they took kid Devin Asiasi out of UCLA in the mid-rounds.
Oh,
yeah.
They got two guys that they can
so
fight.
That's great. I've heard that. It's Gronk and Hernandez. Remember right. They drafted yeah. Gronk Hernandez? Yeah, and they were both considered first-round talents. Neither of these guys would sniff first-round talent, and you want them to be the core. Oh, what about wide receivers? Oh, N'Keal Harry's working out in Houston. He's going to get quicker. Maybe. Or maybe N'Keal Harry isn't what we saw last year, and he's just not that good.
Maybe N'Keal Harry's like every other tight end that's been drafted around here in the last 10 years.
Right, so you have plenty of questions around Cam Newton. Because all I heard last year when Tom Brady struggled from a large portion of the fan base was, well, it's not Tom's fault. It's the offensive line. It's the tight end position. It's the receivers. Tom's still fine, but he's got nothing to work with, right? I think Tom believed that. We heard enough reports that Tom wants to have weapons and Tom wants to have fun again. So he believed it was everything around him was chicken you-know-what and he couldn't make chicken salad anymore. Well, is Cam Newton going to take the chicken you-know-what and make chicken salad immediately?
Don't know. To me, it's pretty obvious that Tom Brady can't make average players very good or great. He could do that 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I don't think he can do that anymore.
Can't or wouldn't?
Probably a little bit of both.
His emotions, energies, whatever last year were questionable at best and were downright bad at times.
Yeah, let me go way back. If David Givens were a wide receiver on this team, would he be as successful now as he was 15 years ago? Yeah, the answer is no, because I don't think that Brady has that ability in him because of his age.
See, you focus on ability. I focus on want to.
Okay,
he want to invest in that idea.
If he had the want to, do you think he could still do it?
I think he could have been better than he was last
That's
year.
That's fine.
I think he was a negative
it's a cop-out
emotional
answer,
factor.
Because
he's 42.
Right, I know.
I mean, there's some, you know, the throwing the ball away as often as he did to lead the NFL. Do I think he would have done that 10 years earlier? No, I don't.
Right.
I think there were times that he would have held on to the ball, made a play. I mean, Givens is a perfect example. Some of his best catches were like fifth read kind of things.
Yeah.
They weren't first, he blew a guy away off the line. No, he worked through, and Tom finds him on the backside for a touchdown. Would he do that? I don't know. I don't know that he was invested in doing that. The whole, you know, most miserable 8-0 quarterback ever, and that whole sort of emotional roller coaster, and he would tell Greg Hill, you know, I have a lot of emotions after games, and it depends on when you catch me. Well, a lot of them last year seemed to be on the negative side of the spectrum, not
they
the positive
They were 2 years
side.
Ago. They were. I interviewed the guy every single Monday before Greg Hill, and he was basically the same way, and that was a Super Bowl year.
And so one could say that he has been negative or sulky or whatever since the contract situation kind of soured and he wasn't getting the long-term commitments that he wanted. So I think that is as big a factor in the investment in young guys and making them better. But I will say the thing we started with Cam Newton is a good thing for these young players, that magnetism, that
well, did you have somebody
electricity,
that's invested. Just
that
say that.
Energy.
Forget about magnetism.
But I just think that emotion, like that level, that not fear. Jacoby Myers is my perfect example. All he talked about last year was being scared.
Yep.
Every time Brady threw him the ball, if I drop this, he's never thrown it to me again. He talked about it almost every game, preseason, regular season. I don't think that's the case this year. I don't think there's that fear of dropping the ball. I think, if anything, there's the Randy Moss thing. Oh, they're going to have more fun than they've ever had. I think some of these guys will go in with like a video game mentality. Like, we're going to go have fun and make plays. And if I drop one, he's coming back with another one because he can extend plays and throw it up there. And we're gonna be fun. We're going to make plays. I think that's the energy that he brings.
Can I use a basketball reference? Look at a guy like, look at what, and I'm not comparing the two. Not comparing the two, but I think there are some similarities.
Between Irie?
Between Irie.
Is that a Mark James exclusive?
Who's
that? Are we scrubbing that?
Scrub away.
Yeah, I'm going to dump that.
Kyrie Irving had everybody on eggshells with that Celtics team 2 years ago. That team had no chance because everybody was walking around on eggshells. Everybody was afraid of the moody Kyrie Irving. You say the same thing about the Patriots last year? Weren't there similarities last year? Wasn't it the same exact kind of deal?
They had a diva quarterback. People think they acquired a diva quarterback now. Right. I think they replaced a diva quarterback with a diva quarterback. I do think Cam's a diva quarterback.
In a different way.
But he's still a diva, and I think Tom Brady was a diva the last couple of years. I don't think Tom Brady was early on. Early on, Tom Brady was a guy, remember, he replaced the diva quarterback.
Right.
You had the number one overall pick, diva Drew Bledsoe, who, you know, kind of strutted into rooms and was the centerpiece.
6'5".
Right. And all the stories in 01, 02, 03 were everybody else is rallying around the new young quarterback. We're all going to do our jobs 6% better, and we're all going to be better for it. Because we can't just rely on Drew to stand in there and throw a laser to Terry Glenn or a laser to Ben Coates. I think that's where we are now. I think we're back to, even though Cam's different, the energy that he brings, we're all in this together. We don't rely on Tom. Mm-hmm. We don't rely on Tom to bail. It's not Tom. And by the way, Tom wanted it to be his team. He wanted it to be his offense. He wanted to be the centerpiece. But Cam, I think more people, there will be an energy to, let's work with Cam. We can be fun. Let's tag team. Let's do this. I think it's going to be interesting. Do you not take calls?
I'm going to take them after the break.
Greg and I just had a discussion.
Hold on. I know you've been holding forever. You're like, what's his name?
Mark James Jr.
Titanic. You're on that piece of wood and you're ready to fall off. But Jake, hang on, buddy.
I'd like to hear from you. You haven't been on in a whole week.
I haven't.
So, you know, people want
to
hear
I like to hear from our listeners.
Well, we're going to.
I like to hear from texters. You move the whole text thing facing the other way.
I don't even bother.
I like all comers.
You do the text board. I'll do the callers. How's that?
I'll monitor it.
Fine. Okay. Eamon will do the text line.
I want our fans to interact.
You sit there and look.
If they say bad things.
This is not the Mark James show anymore, okay?
No, it's the Andy Hart show.
That dictatorship is over.
But now it's the Andy Hart dictatorship.
It's over.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're right back to it. Dick and Hart on EEI.
Dick and Hart, also known as the Andy Hart Show.
Yeah.
WEEI.com featuring WEEI.com's Andy Hart back from his vacation. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Load up your phone calls. Let's start with Jake in Weston. Hi, Jake. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
I've been in the car sitting on hold listening to you guys. And when I got in the car, you were talking about Cam Newton. I actually grew up in Charlotte, and I watched him play the whole time he was with the Panthers. I'm a big Panthers fan. And the two main things that I would say to you guys and to anyone listening are, number one, the guy's a winner, and number two, he's really, really fun to watch. I'm not telling you you're going to win a Super Bowl with him, but the national championship with Auburn, the number one pick, I want to say he was Rookie of the Year. You know, he won an MVP, and the whole time he was just incredibly fun to watch in Charlotte. Everybody in that city loved him, and he always put a spark into any game, even if it wasn't necessarily a winnable game. The guy's just fun to watch. He has the nickname Superman for a reason. And I think people are going to love it. I think people are going to really love it. It's going to be a lot different than Tom Brady, but he's got a lot of swag, and it's a lot of fun to have him on your team.
Did he ever rub you the wrong way? And examples that I would say from afar is the perception that he sulks a little bit, maybe when they're down a couple scores in a game, sitting on the bench, pouty. Not unlike Tom Brady. Not unlike Tom Brady at times.
In the past.
I would also say, is there an occasional, I don't know, maybe they're down 28-10 and he scores with a minute to go and we get full Superman celebration that might be a little bit distasteful?
I don't really remember much of that, to be honest with you. Okay. There's definitely some pouting. There's definitely some sulking. The whole towel on the head sitting on the bench thing was kind of a meme for a little bit.
Yep.
But, you know, he also put the team on his back on enough occasions that I think I speak for all the fans in Charlotte when I say that you forgave him for that type of behavior almost immediately. Because the highs were so high.
Right.
Hey, Jake. Can I ask you this? Did he just by chance, coincidentally, did he ever chew out an offensive coordinator on the sidelines in full public view with TV cameras?
You know, I'm not sure if you're referencing a specific event. I don't remember something like that.
Okay, I don't either. I'm not saying that it's ever happened to any other quarterback. I just didn't know if it ever happened to Cam Newton.
Of course. Well, I think when Tom Brady's your quarterback, it was the unicorn. He was the best. It's almost like you're dating a supermodel who's not only a supermodel, but she's also incredibly down to earth and smart and a caring individual. You know, with Cam Newton, it's like you're still dating a supermodel, but sometimes she can be a little bit crazy. So you know, the good is still good, but you know, you might have to put up with more negative and a bit of a roller coaster because I think that him and Belichick's personalities have a lot of potential to clash, so it could be a disaster.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate the phone call.
For the final five, could you cut that up? Could be a disaster.
Yeah.
from a lifelong Panthers fan.
Read my mind, Mr. Hart.
But there was also some good in there that he's fun to watch. Well, and I do think
mostly good.
Bare bones, regardless of wins, losses, when he arrived, everything got more interesting. More interesting.
Andy.
Right?
I sit here, Andy, and I pee all over Tom Brady right now because I'm like, oh, I got my shiny new toy. I got Cam Newton. Tom, who? All those warts that I didn't want to talk about with Tom Brady, I'm willing to talk about them now.
And I think the transition from 2019 Brady to 2020 Newton is a more palatable one than maybe, you know, 2012 Brady to 2020 Newton. Brady wasn't the same Brady that people want him to be in their memories, and that he will be, by the way, in 10 years. You'll forget that he was a pouty baby in his final season and all that. You will remember the good of Tom. It's like when someone dies and you forget all the bad stuff they do, and he was the greatest this and the great. Yeah, he was a dink. I hated him, but now he's dead, so I can't say I hate him. Right? That's what you're going to remember. But for the here and now, the transition.
Well, it's because we remember what we saw last.
Right.
The last thing we saw was a pouty quarterback at 8-0.
Right. And as you said, now, I always thought the chewing out Josh McDaniels fighting with Billy O'Brien was overrated.
I think that happens a lot.
I think,
of course it does.
You know, especially with comfortable relationships, like guys that are
coaches get into it with players. It happens.
Right.
And
would you rather
some
see
move
that?
On, some don't.
I'll ask you a question. Would you rather see your quarterback barking back and forth with the offensive coordinator when they're struggling in the third quarter? Or would you rather he go sit with a towel over his head and his face down?
I would prefer the barking.
Me too.
I would prefer that because it almost seems like you're still fighting.
Yeah,
if
you care.
You've got the
you're
towel on your head. If you sit down and you slump, you've got that defeat.
It's over.
Attitude.
Like we're done.
Yes.
I mailed it in.
Right.
And when your quarterback mails it in, the game's over. Right.
Try and tell that to my 11 and 12 year olds. Because we gave up 6 runs in the first inning doesn't mean the game's over, boys.
They're 11 and 12.
It doesn't matter, Danny.
That's natural. That's how they're supposed to feel.
They need
a good adult and coach to work them through it.
Yeah, that may be true.
When you're 31, 32,
mm-hmm.
paid millions of dollars, you should not be packing it in the third quarter.
Do you buy in to the there could be massive problems or major problems? Or I forget what Jake said regarding Belichick. And it could be a disaster, I think he said.
You're not going to like this answer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Because I think they're both pouty babies.
Yeah.
So does that work? Like on the surface, there's one way people perceive Bill, and then you forget. Cam Newton has talked about it. I don't know if we have the clip. Show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser.
Play it right now, Eamon. Play it now. Now.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
3, 2, 1. 9, 8, 7, 6, alpha, beta. I don't think it's coming, audience. That's Eamon.
So what did he say?
I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose?
You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser.
He's kind of right.
That's Belichick. Right? That is Belichick. So, that's Belichick after a losing game in a press conference.
On the surface, are they different? Heck yeah. But deep down, do they share that Belichick walk off the Super Bowl 15 seconds early because he knows the game's over and I'm sulking? If those are the same, maybe they find a common ground.
You know why I think they find a common ground? Because of one reason. They both have a deep love for one thing, football. I get the sense watching Newton, hearing things over the years, that he's not just a football player. He loves the game and embraces the game, and that suits Belichick to a T.
Do you remember when he came into the league and Nolan Naraki, who was the sort of preeminent pre-draft Bible, it was a book they sold, I think like Sporting News printed it, but he was considered the guy. He took over for Joel Bushbaum.
Bushbaum.
Was Belichick's guy. Belichick went to his funeral. Belichick loved Joel. But then Nolan Naraki took over, like, huge write-ups on air, and he was very critical of Cam Newton, his leadership, and turned into a race thing. Is he criticizing the black quarterback, which all of that stuff. But Cam Newton has won. Like, everywhere he's been, he's shown the ability to take a team to the highest level. Community, not Florida, because he stole a laptop and it didn't end well there.
Got that championship at Community College, Andy? You putting that
community
right up there
college,
with the Lombardi Trophy?
Auburn, yeah. NFL, he's got a shot to the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, there's a lot of guys that get to Dan Marino, Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, there's guys that get to Super Bowls and don't win that I don't hear. Well, Dan Marino, there were some questions about his leadership and barking at people, but Cam Newton has shown the ability to take his team wherever it is to the highest level. It's that simple. High school, community college, NFL. That's what you acquired. Jarrett Stidham, he wasn't as good as Cam Newton at Auburn, was he?
Nope. Didn't win in Texas at the high school level. Was expected to win.
I'm doing the Greg Dixon thing. I'm waving my hands like it means something now.
don't steal my material, okay, Art? Let's go to Mike in Framingham. Hi, Mike.
Hey, I love Tom Brady, but I never thought or heard of Cam Newton like getting to the face of an opponent, you know, because the opponent said they thought they were going to win. And Tom Brady, when he got a first down, you know, he did the demonstrative, you know, first down. And if he ran like Cam and got touchdowns like he did, I'm sure he would be jumping around in the end zone too.
Right.
I got no problem. Thanks for the phone call, Mike. I never have any problem with someone celebrating as long as it's not Chris Canty and it's a 32-point game.
So I don't love Cam's touchdown celebrations.
Really?
Because
why?
They're shows. They're look at me's. They're not a release of energy and celebration. And
that Gronk was not show me. It wasn't all about me with his spikes and everything, right?
It to a degree. But a spike is the most common celebration in football history.
I know, but it wasn't the Gronk stuff.
Oh,
wasn't
he strayed the line. I told you. I mean, I've told you he's gone over that line. There, he did it against the Steelers a couple years ago, where he laughed. He pointed and laughed in the guys. I've said this before. I've seen games where he almost like pushes guys out of the way to make sure the camera has a direct line to him, so he can rip the shirt open and dab.
It's his brand.
The whole. It is his brand.
His brand is. Would you rather? Would you rather that or selling concussion water?
Good point. Okay. Fair point.
Thank you very much.
617-779-7931.
Do you realize what time it is?
Yeah, you're not doing too bad. I used to call the show I used to do with some guy that used to be here.
Uh-huh.
The fastest 4 hours in sports talk radio here in Boston.
That's a pretty quick hour.
That was a very quick hour. If you can keep that up, I might keep you around.
All right.
Not sure that's up to you.
I think I'll be slowing things down.
It's the Andy Hart Show. I don't get to pick who's the co-host on the Andy Hart Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.